started at 6.
Indeed, it's Monday.
It's time for...
Yep.
Strange News of the Week.
Cool, refreshing news.
Presented by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Delivered to us by a cool, refreshing person, Miss Anna.
Thank you.
And Boomer and Tommy are here just
hey guys.
Because they have to be, right?
Yeah. We all
said
do.
It. No, not really.
You said it, not us.
No, come on.
Well, what you got for us, Anna?
Some say that Tampa Bay really stunk yesterday.
Yeah.
When they lost to the Cleveland Browns.
But the team, not the city.
Yeah. But some Browns fans almost got a big stink themselves.
Oh, yeah?
A skunk was seen walking through one section of the stadium.
Appropriate.
In an appropriate city, yes.
It's not clear what happened to the skunk. It slipped away from fans who had their cameras out.
Wow.
Apparently, no fans were sprayed by the critter, but Browns fans are saying that maybe it was their lucky charm to beat the Bucks.
You know, that's remarkable. You would think a lot of people crowding around a skunk taking its picture, it would
freak
let
out.
Loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, maybe he's a regular.
Jinxed by a skunk.
Got season tickets.
He was looking. He was looking for the beer.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew.
We all know about Joey Chestnut. He's the guy who's the champion hot dog eater.
Yep.
In Florida, a married couple who are both speed eaters.
Wow.
Set a couple of records. Mickey Sudo tried to set a new world record for eating an entire burrito.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She did. And here's how it sounded.
The mark to beat was 32.35 seconds. You had a time of 31.47 seconds. It's a new Guinness World Records title. Congratulations, you're officially amazing.
Thank you so much.
That was so impressive.
It was delicious.
Yep. She trashed a whole burrito in 31.47 seconds. She also ate 6 hot dogs in a minute, beating a previous record.
That woman can eat.
Yeah. Mickey and her husband call themselves the hungry couple.
I bet.
Seems accurate. Yeah.
And they have a cute little boy who was conceived in 2.7 seconds.
Oh, no.
Anna.
Oh, my goodness. Santa from the top rope.
From the top rope. From downtown.
They do everything fast.
Everything. Every single thing.
Anna's bringing it. Drop the mic.
In San Antonio, somebody dropped off an overdue VHS tape.
Wait a minute. Really? VHS tape?
VHS. Back
to
the store
library.
They got it?
Oh, I love it.
It was a library. Okay.
Yeah.
It was 44 years past due.
Whoa.
I mean, who has those anymore?
Yeah, really.
You might somewhere in an attic, but... oh, I'm sorry.
Boomer has a VHS.
Okay, Boomer.
And that's what he watches. It was an interview with a couple of the Beatles, actually, John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Cool. Hmm.
Apparently, the person just dropped it in the return box, hoping to avoid a fine. But the library in San Antonio is no longer charging fines, so all's well that ends well.
I think there are a lot of libraries around that are not
most
charging
are doing
fines
that now.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, like, dude brings in a 40-year-old VHS. I mean, you can charge him just to get the money, but, like, what's
the point?
What are you
going to do with
that? Yeah, exactly. What's the point?
Yeah. Can't really reuse it.
Probably upset that now we have to deal with this. You should have just kept it.
You can give it to Boomer.
Yeah. Come on, man.
A lot of people flying for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest discovery in a suitcase so far. A live cat.
Yes.
Really?
Saw that.
Did
Christmas
you?
Vacation vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah. Security staff x-rayed a bag at Kennedy Airport, and the cat was lying in the suitcase, strapped inside like a piece of clothing.
How weird is that?
Is weird.
Holding the cat down. They found the owner, and he was told to take the cat home.
Yeah.
The TSA says the cat would probably not have survived the flight in the cargo part of the plane.
Oh, no.
That guy doesn't need to have a pet.
No.
Thank you, Mark.
That's just freaky.
Mm. Who would even think to do that?
There are ways to bring your cat on the plane that don't involve shoving it in a suitcase.
Yeah, exactly. They're a comfort pet.
Come here, kitty. I'll strap you in this bag. You'll be fine. Yeah. Good grief.
Hopefully you'll survive the trip. I've got an odd snake story out of Australia.
Wow. Okay, mate.
All right. A poisonous snake was found with its head stuck in a beer can.
Oh, okay. Only in Australia, right?
Yeah. It was a red-bellied black snake, which can put a hurting on you.
Ooh, yeah. They got some freaky snakes in Australia.
They got all kinds of freaky stuff in Australia. I don't know about that country. A snake wrangler was called, and he cut through the can to free the snake. They discovered the snake was not a boozer. Instead, there was a dead frog inside the can that he was after.
The frog was the boozer.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Great story from Atlanta.
All right. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. About a 9-pound nugget.
Oh, no.
A what?
9-pound nugget.
No.
Not a chicken nugget, but a baby.
A baby?
Oh. A baby.
Wow.
Alandria Worthy, an expectant mother, stopped at a McDonald's to use the bathroom, and suddenly her water broke.
The lady came in. She was like, are you okay? I said, no, I'm in labor. I don't know if they thought that it was like a joke.
Oh, wow.
Alandria was freaking out, but the manager at McDonald's was calm.
I opened, and she was on this toilet laid back, screaming. Then I knew to tell my crew, we're having a baby today.
Yeah, park those cars in the drive-thru. We're going to have a baby.
More important things to do.
If they told me that's what was taking so long, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay? My chicken nuggets do not take priority over
that. Wow, that is remarkable.
So the baby was born?
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom? At McDonald's?
Yeah. They got mom on the floor in the bathroom, and after about three pushes, out popped the baby girl.
It was crazy. I had one worker on this hand, one worker on this hand. I think I bit her. I didn't mean to.
It was me.
Wow.
But I'm okay. She didn't break my skin. It was all worth it.
So she's screaming and pushing, and she bit one of the McDonald's workers
during
all that?
Yeah, they were holding her hands while she was giving birth, and
Did she get fries with that?
Although I have to say, the idea of having a baby in a McDonald's bathroom.
Obviously not ideal. I don't think anyone here would argue that.
Yeah.
That's not a
purposely go do that. So the staff at McDonald's called her Little Nugget.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Little Nugget.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. What
and
else you got?
Let's see. Last but not least, probably the weirdest story of the day. A story about mac and cheese in the microwave.
Oh, yeah? Huh?
Yeah, a woman in Florida thinks the cup takes too long to microwave, so she's suing. Take a listen.
There's a $5 million proposed class action lawsuit over Velveeta's microwavable mac and cheese cups with packaging declaring it's ready in 3.5 minutes, something the lead plaintiff says is simply not true if you account for tearing off the lid, adding water, and stirring in cheese sauce. Florida woman Amanda Ramirez, who says she has prepared Velveeta shells and cheese cups, is accusing Cheesy Cups maker Kraft Heinz of deceptive and unfair trade practices.
Oh, give me a break.
Right?
Yeah.
Kraft Heinz, of course, is calling the lawsuit frivolous.
Yep.
That's pretty apparent. It reminds me of that guy suing Texas Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Hot sauce company, because it's not made in Texas. It's actually made in North Carolina.
Yeah, put some respect on Winston-Salem's name.
Yeah, come on now.
Who are the moron lawyers that take these cases? They should be disbarred.
Maybe they just upcharge the ever-living daylights out of these people because they know they're too stupid to realize they're getting overcharged.
Oh, right. It takes too long to do the mac and cheese. False advertising.
A $5 million lawsuit over that? How are you going to win that?
No, I don't think you will, but somehow the lawyer's getting paid.
Yes.
I just have a feeling. Well, thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
I'm still thinking about that baby born,
me too.
Born in a stall. That's kind of Christmassy. It wasn't born in a manger. It was born in a stall at a McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I hope that's not an omen for his life.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
All right, Boomer. We're shaking it.
All right.